More than 30 years ago, California voters passed a ballot initiative to broaden the reach of the state's death penalty system. The law was intended to serve as a national model for how capital punishment would function in America. The expansion's called the Briggs Initiative. It was named after two of the architects of that law, Ron Briggs and his father, former state senator John Briggs. The text of the law was written by attorney Don Heller. Decades later, Don Heller and Ron Briggs are again advocating for an initiative, but this time they want the state to repeal the death penalty. They both join us this morning. And Ron, let me start with you. You and your father campaigned pretty hard to get this ballot initiative passed years ago that expanded the reach of the death penalty. Why did you want to make more categories eligible for the death penalty back then?
Because we thought it would serve as a larger deterrent in crime, and that we would be able to put the guys who were committing the really bad crimes in jail and also create a system that executed them in a very routine fashion. And we thought we were doing good.
But now you've changed your mind. Why?
Well, it's not working. 34 years of obstinate facts. We have over 700 people on our death row. When we started this in 1978, there's around 300. We've spent about $4 billion of taxpayers' money between 2012, and we've executed 13 people. We have appeal upon appeal that the criminals get, and the worst part about all of it is the victims and or their families or the survivors have to relive this gruesome moment of their lives again and again and again.
Don, do you echo Ron's sentiments there? Did you support the death penalty at one point because you thought it would be a deterrent?
I thought it would be a deterrent when I wrote it, and I am convinced now it serves no deterrent purpose at all.
Well, what convinced you of that?
Well, over the years, I've watched the evolution of the filling of death row. I've watched the evolution of the crime rate actually going down in California without any executions. But more fundamentally, the system that was intended to essentially provide a fair and just method of utilizing capital punishment in the state has been bogged down by the lack of quality defense lawyers to defend people charged with the most serious of crimes, and the fact that there's been disparate treatment in California, as evidenced by the number of minorities on death row. And I find that it's just ineffective and incredibly costly to utilize a system that's resulted in 13 executions over the last 30 years.
That's Don Heller, an attorney who helped write Proposition 7 in California in 1978 is when that passed. And Ron Briggs is with us, an El Dorado County supervisor who's also changed his mind on the death penalty in California. Ron, you're a conservative Republican, right?
Yes.
Do you get pushback from your fellow members of the GOP on your position on the death penalty?
Well, you know, not really. First thing is respect for – I respect other people's beliefs. And the death penalty is an exceptionally personal question, you know, and everybody has their opinion on it. I try to talk to them about two things. One is the compassion side, and that is for the victims and the survivors who, through the system that we created, Don and I created – holds appeals after appeals after appeals. We had one lady here in our county. Her friend was murdered. She was raped. They were shot in 1981. 26 years later, the guy gets another full trial. So she's got to go live this whole darn thing again 26 years later. And the bad thing about it, that guy still has two appeals left. And the second reason I tell my conservative friends is close your eyes for a moment and just think that there's a state program that spends $180 million a year, and only lawyers and criminals get the money, and nothing gets done. What would you do with it?
Well, that's not emotional at all. That's very pragmatic. And I wonder, Don, if you feel like sometimes, you know, both of you are giving some relatively logical opposition to the death penalty now in terms of that's what changed your mind. But do you feel that sometimes this gets caught up in emotion and sometimes opposition or support of the death penalty, I should say, is more emotional than it is rational?
Well, it's clearly emotional because the family of victims want justice and they believe in an eye for an eye. But the reality is that government shouldn't function on emotion. Government should function on in respect to punishment for criminal acts, on practical ways of preventing the person who commits murder from ever rejoining society. The more serious of murders and the more serious of homicides. And to me, that would be the viable alternative that's part of the initiative, Life Without Parole. It is cheaper to operate it, and it does not, as Ron suggested, fuel lawyers the way capital punishment cases fuel lawyers at a much more significant cost than placing defendants serving life without parole in the general population.
You know, one of the many reasons why in other states where the death penalty has been abolished, oftentimes when the governor signs the bill, or at least several times, they've cited the fact that the system is flawed and they can't be assured that when we execute somebody that we may or may not be executing an innocent man. Does that enter into your calculations as you try to strike down the death penalty in California, Don?
Well, that's absolute. And the reason for that is we have empirical evidence now throughout the United States that people have been convicted of crimes who have been proven to be factually innocent from DNA. And I can't think of anything more horrific in the criminal justice system as the execution of someone who's factually innocent.
Well, Ron, you know, you said that your dad's advice was basically to face facts, to have the courage to face facts. Did he change his mind as well on the death penalty?
Not yet. No, his answer would be still support.
So what do you say to him?
Well, it's actually my mission in life to get his endorsement while it still counts.
Ron Briggs is an El Dorado County supervisor. He changed his mind on the death penalty after advocating for it back in the 1970s. And Don Heller wrote the Briggs Initiative back in the 70s. He's an attorney who helped write Proposition 7, also no longer supports the death penalty. Thanks to both of you.
Thanks.
You're welcome.
A lot going on right now. Mounting economic inequality, threats to democracy, environmental disaster, the sour stench of chaos in the air. I'm Brooke Gladstone, host of WNYC's On the Media. Want to understand the reasons and the meanings of the narratives that led us here, and maybe how to head them off at the pass? That's On the Media's specialty. Take a listen wherever you get your podcasts.